In my recent observations, I've also seen some great AFL practice. The power behind AFL is the way in which we can move pupils on with their learning through developing their awareness of their own learning and how it measures against the learning intended by you. I've seen some great strategies that help do this. Firstly, a very quick way of helping pupils to check their learning against the learning objective is to refer to them mid-lesson and at the end of the lesson, as I've mentioned in a previous podcast. One teacher got pupils to revisit the objectives, ticking them if they felt that these had been met. Although this isn't an exact science, and you will get some pupils ticking when perhaps they shouldn't do, this strategy draws pupils' attention to the learning intention three times during the lesson, once to write it down and the other times to review. These pupils are thus far more likely to embed the skills, concepts or knowledge. The same teacher also used another quick strategy called keyword bingo in her lesson, again to draw pupils' attention to one key point to remember. At the beginning of the lesson, the keyword is written down. No more is said until the keyword naturally occurs during the lesson. Pupils who are on the ball and listening carefully yell out bingo. The first one to do so wins. However, when I observed this last week, it was me that jumped out of my skin, even though I had been listening too. This is testament to the power of embedding a strategy such as this. Another teacher used a traffic light strategy to good effect in her lesson. Pupils had red, amber and green coloured pages at the back of their planners, although it wouldn't take much to furnish pupils with laminated cards connected to the back of their exercise books. At the beginning of the task, pupils were asked to turn their books to green. Any pupil who was stuck then turned to amber or red, allowing the teacher to see who was stuck in a relatively private manner. This strategy allows the pupils access to both of their arms, which also helps to encourage them to persevere while the teacher makes her way round to them. Just time for one more AFL strategy, this time for helping pupils reflect on their own learning. This was used at the beginning of the second lesson of a set of two, where pupils were making PowerPoint presentations in pairs. On a separate coloured piece of paper, pupils reflected on their progress so far towards the learning intention and what they'd managed to do in the previous lesson. At the end of the lesson, a final review was made. This would also be a useful format for those working in groups so that the teacher knows the individual contribution of each pupil.